Welcome to No Longer Hopeless. I'm your host, Lane Mercer, co-founder of L&L Ministries. This podcast is a place where you can come to get encouragement and hope restored. We showcase that there's always hope to be found for the right here and right now in the Lord. Let's get started, shall we? Hey, hope you're doing okay. Hope you're doing all right. I'm really glad to have you here. Thanks for coming by No Longer Hopeless Podcast. Hey, if you're not doing all right, you're not doing okay, I'm also glad you're here. I'm glad to have you at No Longer Hopeless Podcast. All of us, doing all right, not doing all right, we always, always, always need to be no longer hopeless. Hope is huge in our lives. Hey, I just want to just apologize right up front. My voice is a little off today than normal. I am just under a little bit of the weather here. I'm recovering. Things are going great. But it has affected my voice. I feel fine. So if you can grin and bear it, I'd really appreciate it. Here we are, the end of the year. By the time that when this is recording is being done, the end of the year. When you listen, it could be April, I understand. But right now, live, end of the year. I hope you've had a good year. I hope things have been great. I hope you can look back and have a lot of good memories. But if it's been a hard year, I'm also glad you're still here. Because even though it's hard, it does get better. Because that's the thing. We never give up. We keep going. You get knocked down 7, you get up 8. And so I was doing some research and looking around, and I came across several different ideas. One of the things people do across time is at the end of the year, it's kind of like a new start, a new look on life, a new turning of the page, if you will, turning of the leaf. And they come up with resolutions and ideas and plans. Okay, starting on this day, like New Year's Day or in the next year, 2024, I'm going to do this. I resolve to do this. This resolution, this is what I'm going to work on. Some are good, some are bad, some are just absolutely insane. I get that. But I did come across this one message. I was looking at some sermons from past times. And it's out of, the church is out of Orange Park, Florida. It's Central Baptist Church of Orange Park. The pastor is Jerry N. Thrower. And he had this message, and I'm not going to do the entire thing, but he did mention, he was given a message recently, and he mentioned about things that he could strive for the next year coming up. And he was basing it off of the scripture of is in 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do unto the glory of God. It's a good scripture. It's a great scripture. So I thought it was a really good list. I wanted to read that to you, but I also wanted to get your thoughts, and that's where I need your help. What are you wanting to do? I'll share mine too. At the end of the podcast, I'll share what I'm looking for my resolution for 2024. I'd like to hear from you, dear listener. As you go into the new year, what is it you'd like to see happen? What is it you'd like to do? Just some ideas. Maybe you want to get into the Word more. You want to find time to pray more. You want to get involved into a local church. You want to connect with a community. You want to, maybe even it's a physical, not necessarily spiritual. You want to start walking more. You want to get outside more. Maybe it's mental. Maybe you want to learn a new language. Maybe you want to learn a new game. Maybe you want to travel. What is it that you'd like to see happen? So I'd like for you to comment. You can do that by shooting an email. There's also on the platforms, I know for the Spotify platform for sure, there's a voice, you can leave a voice comment or you can actually do a text comment. I know in Apple and Google and some of the other podcast areas, there's ways to interact with the show. I encourage you to do that. And I'll share those throughout the year as we get those in. So I wanted to share this list and in no random order that I found out this message, but I thought it was really good. One thing I liked about it too is he gave scriptural reference for all of these things. And I'm going to give you the address. I'm not going to read them all because of time, but I do encourage you to go back and listen to this podcast, write these down, look them over. So here's some of the things to strive for in the new year based off of the scripture for whatever you do, eat, drink, do it all to the glory of God. I thought that was really good. So some of the things he said is to be humble and fear God based out of Proverbs 22:4, Proverbs 15:33, 1 Peter 5:5-7. He said, be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Psalms 100:4. Be kind and forgiving. Ephesians 4:32. Be merciful. Luke 6:36. Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. James 1:22. Be transformed. That's Romans 12:2. Be holy, 1 Peter 1:15, Leviticus 20, verse 7. Be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6:10. Be a witness with your life. Be a good example. 1 Timothy 4:12. Be a witness with your lips. 1 Peter 3:15. Be fruitful in every good work. Colossians 1:10. Be one who trusts in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3:5-7. And just a couple more here. Be steadfast and faithful. 1 Corinthians 15:58 and 1 Corinthians 4, verses 1 and 2. And be ready for the coming of the Lord. Matthew 24:44. I tell you what, any of these, if you just picked one out of the 14 that he had, that would be sensational. That'd be a great thing to put a resolution to strive for, to do, to go after. I encourage you again, go back and listen to this podcast. Go back and look at those verses, look them up in the Bible, read them and see where they're getting that. And if you want to do something else, that's fine. If you want to do one of these, that's fine. I do want to hear from you. What are you resolving to do this year? What is the next year coming into you, for you, looking like? And the great thing, even if you are listening to this, let's say in April or whatever, in September of next year, whenever you get around to hearing this podcast, you're right here, right now, gets to start right here, right now. You don't have to wait until January to make new changes. You can do it right now. You can take the breath and take an exhale, inhale, exhale. Start right then. Start right then. You can make the decision right now. So what are you going to do? You don't have to wait to the new year. It's always a nice way to start. It's easy on us as humans just to have a start point, but you can start anytime. So the question I'm going to answer the question I give you. I'm not just going to ask you to answer a question I don't give. What do I want to resolve to do? What do I want to look for the next year coming up, 2024? It's going to be one that's pretty simple and it's pretty profound. And I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I'm going to share it with you. But this is what I want. And if you want to do this too, fantastic. Join me in this journey. Here we go. This is out of the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. Listen to this. Teacher, he said, which is the most important commandment in the law? You must love the Lord your God, replied Jesus, with all your heart, with all your life, and with all your mind. This is the first commandment, and this is the one that really matters. The second is similar, and it is you must love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law hangs on these two commandments, and that goes for the prophets too. That's from the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. What is it? Why am I reading this to you? This is because this is what I'm resolving to do for my new year coming up. I want to learn to love God and love people more than I ever have before. I want to do just like Jesus said, when I love God with all of my heart, all of my life, all of my mind, I want to be able to say that. And I want to be able to look back on the year ahead and say, yes, I've loved God more this year than I ever have in my life. But I want to be able to love people. I want to love people with all my heart, all my life, and all my mind. I want to do it just like that. I want to be able to look back and say, yes, I've loved my neighbor as myself. So this is the thing. I have two things I want to work on, and it's actually in an order. I want to love God, and I want to love people. I don't want to switch it around. I don't want to focus all my love just on people and neglect God. But I also don't want to just love God and never love people. It's a two-way. Notice it's an and. It's not an or. That's what I've mentioned this before in a podcast, but and, A-N-D, I think is one of the most powerful words in the Bible because it includes both sides of the equation. Or is you choose. So for example, do you want to go for a walk and get a bite to eat? Or do you want to go for a walk or get a bite to eat? See, and, A-N-D, includes both sides of the equation, going for the walk and getting a bite to eat. Or you have to choose. So I look at this, what Jesus answered, and then listen to the and, listen to the A-N-D. And this is what becomes for me, this is my resolution for 2024 going forward. I'll read it to you one more time. Matthew 22, 36 through 40. Teacher, he said, which is the most important commandment in the law? You must love the Lord your God, replied Jesus, with all of your heart, all your life, and with all your mind. This is the first commandment, and it's only one that matters. The second is similar, and it is this. You must love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law hangs on these two commandments, and that goes for the prophets too. That's from Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. Listen, thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for putting up with the rough voice that I'm offering today. I hope to be better by next podcast. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your kind words. Continue to pray for this podcast. We want this to get out to as many people as possible. If you found this to be encouraging, then I ask that you like, share, subscribe on the podcast platform of your choice. Also, just get the word out. Tell others. Listen, I'll get the word of hope out to you. You get the word out to others that there's hope to be found, because everyone deserves the chance to be no longer hopeless. Let's see what happens next time. That wraps up this episode of No Longer Hopeless. If you found this to be an encouragement to you, then please subscribe so not to miss out when another goes out. If you can think of anyone who might benefit from this podcast, then I ask that you please share it. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for LNL Ministries, or you can email us at nolongerhopelesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, as long as you have breath within you, then you can still have the chance to be no longer hopeless.